KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have clear skies, 51 degrees. We're looking for mostly sunny skies today, a high of 78. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. The Atlantic City Council meets this evening at 5:30 in their chambers at City Hall. And during his presentation to the council, City Administrator John Lund will report on a proposed mandatory garbage pickup to help offset the costly issues of the Cass County landfill. Lund says the original proposal was made in August of 1997 and was updated for tonight's meeting. The city, he says, is currently not involved in any rate regulation or collection, and those rates are set by one of the three private sanitation companies operating in town. In 1997, it had been suggested anywhere from 70 to 80% of households in Atlantic pay for garbage collection, with others taking their refuse directly to the landfill, and still others sharing a bill with their neighbors, dumping refuse in a commercial dumpster, or illegally disposing of the garbage. The current proposal calls for the sanitation companies to remain independent businesses, and existing customers would remain with them. The city would assume the role of a fiscal agent, and AMU would manage billing and payments. New customers would be assigned to a hauler. Mandatory collection was deemed desirable in the 1997 report because less staff time, it was said, would be spent dealing with nuisance properties with regard to junk and garbage, with better results. There is also a theory that collection costs would decline because the costs would be spread over a wider customer base. In his report, however, John Lund says that implementing a mandatory garbage service has many negatives, including the elimination of free market competition and issues regarding any complaints filed by customers. The city would have no direct control over business costs or expectations, and it could result in a dispute between the city council and administration and the three private businesses, along with overpriced service. Lund says the AMU officials have said that they are not eager to participate in being part of the billing and surcharge process, and if the system is to be fair to all customers, there would have to be a slight adjustment in the rates of the three in-town sanitation services charge. Lund says a regular account would have to be charged $24.50 and senior citizen accounts $17.50. That means a slight loss in profit for one provider and a slight gain for the other two. Lund says that the haulers can't stay in business with the proposed pricing system, and the most likely pricing structure will resemble that of Cherokee, which charges $30 across the board and no senior discounts. He notes, however, that Tommy Gaines with Gaines Sanitation has proposed that since the issue lies primarily with rental properties, when the city institutes its landlord inspection system, it could require those landlords provide proof of garbage contracting service with one of the three haulers. That alternative, Lund says, possesses none of the risks of mandatory garbage service and should help the city address the core problem without the need to be integrated into the current and well-functioning private sector model for solid waste removal. He concludes in his report that Gaines's proposal will cause no increase in the cost to residents and should address the problem of solid waste in alleys and elsewhere that the council wants to see resolved. No action is expected on the matter during tonight's meeting. Members of the Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education will meet in a work session this afternoon at the High School Media Center. During their meeting at 4:30 p.m., the board will discuss financial health indicators, an instructional support levy, and upcoming dates for the IASB's annual convention, along with their next regular board meeting set for November the 8th at 5:30 p.m. No action is expected during the work session this evening, only discussion. Well, the Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton School Board met Monday evening during a regular session. Superintendent Trevor Miller told KJAN News Tuesday that the board approved a contract with KPE Architects and Design.
You know, with our bond passing in September, this is our next step. Make sure we have all the designs done, that we have them. We'll be doing our multiple bid packages, so they're going to be in charge of design, but also, you know, getting the bids and getting it out there, and so that way we're kind of just going through one company and not, you know, multiple companies, that way they can oversee most of the projects.
He says they're in the position now of hurry up and wait for the bidding and construction to begin.
We passed the bond, and now everybody's like, well, when are we going to start this? I'm like, well, for the public education, you know, you got to bid for 45 days, you got to have the design. So our goal is to have most of the projects done before school starts next year and start most of them in the spring or summer. So that's kind of the timeline that we've laid out and work with the architects and the Piper Jaffray on the financial side. I think that's the plan that's going to work for us.
Miller says he discussed with the board what the savings to the district would be by sharing his duties with IKM Manning.
When I was hired in May, I told IKM Manning District that I would present with them before the end of the year what the options are and that moving forward. So this week at the board meeting at the Exira HK, I presented our financial side and different options and told them to think about it and come back to me. And then on Thursday when I go up to the IKM Manning District, I'm going to show them the financial side of it and also what options there are, and that way everybody can start making a decision of where we're going moving forward.
The board also discussed a lighting upgrade for the Exira building, the certified annual report, and other required state reports, and they approved a roofing proposal for repairs with RL Craft. Members of the CAM school board met Monday for about 45 minutes, and on their short agenda was the topic of enrollment applications. Superintendent Dr. Casey Burlaw said, unlike some other districts, CAM has seen an increase in enrollment and in the student body as a whole.
We saw an increase on our certified enrollment of around 8 kids, and then, but within the buildings, we are up around 19, so we were pleased with that.
Burlaw said also that the CAM school board approved a request to purchase weight room equipment for the Messina school.
We hired a strength and conditioning, a couple guys to do strength and conditioning, and we have quite a few kids involved in that, and so there's a need for some more equipment and better equipment, and so through some donations, we purchased some already, and then now the district committed some funds to purchase some equipment that'll go down into the weight room in Messina.
The CAM school board also approved some coaching contracts. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.